And hoping that you are far removed from all the fires that are going on in the West. The program will be continuing about the rapture expected by many on September 23rd, 2017. People are even publishing books about it. Most ministries are proclaiming that the event will happen, since the people behind this fake planetary description insist it's true. Those who don't accept it claim something is definitely planned. I got to the bottom of why so much attention is given to it. Like 9-1-1, the date and description of what was to happen on 9-1-1 was in the media, in comic strips and movies for a considerable amount of time ahead of the event. The same apparently this time, only it doesn't say what will happen. The date was spelled out so one couldn't miss it. Something seems to be expected. We'll soon see what that is. I ended last week with the strange happenings in heaven, where people were so frightened they began praying to the Virgin Mary. Jesus said in Matthew 25, verse 6, and at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." In other words, when it is the darkest spiritually, he comes to meet his bride at midnight. Mark 13, verse 35, "Watch thee therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning." Matthew chapter 24, verse 36 through 40. "But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and given in marriage until the day of Noah, entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away. So also shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Then shall two be in the field, and the one shall be taken, and the other left." Other scriptures are Luke chapter 17, verse 28 and 29, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2 through 4, and Revelations chapter 3, verse 3, and chapter 16, verse 15. The discussion today relates to Revelation chapter 12, 1 to 3, "And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. And she, being with child, cried, travailing in birth, and pained to be delivered. And there appeared another wonder in heaven, and behold, the great red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns, 7 crowns upon his heads. The 12 stars around the woman's head represent the 12 Israeli tribes, 12,000 of each, who are going to run the thousand year millennium. They were under God's protection when he hid the woman in the wilderness for 1260 days. The 1260 days takes one to the middle of the tribulation, when the Antichrist declares himself to be God in the third temple. Revelation chapter 7, verse 1 through 7. And after these things I saw 4 angels standing on the 4 corners of the earth, holding the 4 winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. And I saw another angel ascending from the east, having the seal of the living God. And he cried with a loud voice to the 4 angels, to whom it was given to hurt the earth and the sea, saying, hurt not the earth, neither the sea, nor the trees, till we have sealed the servants of our God in the foreheads. I heard the number of them which were sealed, and they were sealed 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Of the tribe of Judah were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Reuben were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Gad were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Asher were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Naphtali were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Manasseh was sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Simeon were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Levi were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Issachar were sealed 12,000. To them add the tribe of Dan were sealed 12,000. Of the tribe of Zebulun were sealed 12,000. And of the tribe of Ephraim were sealed 12,000. Revelation 14, verse 1. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood at the Mount of Zion, and with him 144,000 having his father's name written on their foreheads. How to understand war in heaven? 1260 days into the tribulation there was war in heaven. Revelation chapter 12, verse 7 through 8. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not. Neither was there a place found any more in heaven. All humans were made up of physical bodies and spirit bodies. To gain power and more control over one's life, people either commit to Jesus Christ or an antichrist of one form or another. Most leaders of countries are antichrists to get the power over others. The fallen angels help to get what they want. Before the war in heaven, Satan had to comply with God's will. Satan is called the accuser of the believers. In Revelation chapter 12, verse 10, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be in the rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It will be available on Cephas-Radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas, Cephas-Radio.com. Our Father, who art in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who was the only one who was without sin and able and willing to take the penalty for all our sins by shedding his blood, so we can be assured that he paid the penalty in full. He said the following before he died on the cross, "It is finished." God, Father, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness for my sins. I repent of them. I wish to become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher, my comforter, and my connection to you, Father God. I believe that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me, and goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23:6. Remember, God is in control and allowing his word to be fulfilled when the time is right. Our assignment is to keep you informed as to not be deceived. Satan comes in a perfect coat. He knows us better than we know ourselves. Mark chapter 13, verse 22, "For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect." The elect have the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth. Jesus taught in John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Time's up. Celebrate our 25th anniversary with us at Cephas-thrift-shop.com. Cephas-thrift-shop.com. We're selling our inventory at a 90% discount. Books, DVDs, CDs, etc. The DVDs and CDs are originals. The books are used like new. We do have PayPal, who accepts credit cards, and they are safe. Join our monthly newsletter free, ad-free, and no soliciting at go-cephas.com. This radio program can be found on the web at cephas-radio.com. My email address is original@cephas-notes.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll have a happy and blessed week. Shalom. Rita Williams at cephasministry.com. CEPHAS ministry.com.